So to understand what is marketing, marketing is the activity set of institutions and processes of creating, communicating and delivering and exchanging offerings that have value for customers, client, partners and society at large. So key areas are underlined by me. Essentially, the exchange is a crux of the whole thing. What is marketing management? So I am coming to this concept. I've taken an example of Vodafone and mobile users. So exchange is what? Yeah, at least there are two parties. So here the Vodafone and the mobile users, something of value. So Vodafone offers you the connectivity, the family plan. Say I've taken this example, a red family plan, which is what is offered by Vodafone. Ability to communicate offer. Yeah. So collective family use specific billing. Yeah. So there is no individual listing, but entire family related total will be considered. Freedom to accept or reject. So you have a choice to accept that offer or reject that offer. And desire to deal with specific party. I have a choice also to deal with Vodafone or go to Airtel or any Idea or whatever. So I may choose not to go with the Vodafone Red as a scheme or not to go with the Vodafone at all. So that's the concept of exchange. Marketer is responsible to create this exchange. So marketers cannot create needs, and as we have understood, can persuade to create wants. Needs pre-exist, marketers can influence the wants, as we have seen. This is done in combination with different environmental influences and exchange needed to be ultimately created by the marketeers. So marketing management, quick overview. There is a business entity when he gets into marketing, need and want understanding. We have done this need, want, demand understanding, the developing a product. So goods and services are developed to meet with the need. Value is created. Value is the cost. Value can be cost, value can be brand image, could be many things. Ultimately, the consumer gets a satisfaction through an exchange that he understands with you and the relationship that you manage. So that is what is the marketing is all about. Ultimately, the feedback gets inward, and that feedback when analyzed against, you will understand the new needs of the consumers. So that's the whole picture of what is marketing management. We try to understand the difference between selling and marketing. Overall, on the four points it is done, that is starting points, the focus, the means and the end points. So while if I take selling, it is a farm or a factory oriented, while this marketing this thing, when you go down, the target market oriented. And here the essence is the target market and whom you are going to serve. The focus is on the selling, is the focus is on the product, while on the marketing it is a need of the consumers. The means in the sellings are the just selling, promote and sell, while in marketing it is a coordinated efforts and create an ad, create a communication, create an offer, so many things, and it creates a final sale. And what is the end point in the selling? End point is that I must make profit. In the marketing, the end point is large profit needs to come. However, customer satisfaction is number one. So that's the difference between selling and marketing. So marketing is overall a customer centric. Selling is a very product centric concept. Criticism against marketing, many, but I will not take all of them. The few one, intrusive in nature. What is said is the marketing intrudes our life. And they try to find out where we have an issues and various problems that we face. And then they create a product and they air it so much that you may or may not require in your house, but others will start feeling a need for it, and therefore the demand will start coming. So there is an intrusive aspect to that. Marketers go where the money go. So marketers will not do something which is for the poor people, or marketers will not do something which is for the social cause, etc. They will only do things if there is a profitable opportunity. Increases the consumption. So much of an advertisement of the TV or Maggi or products that you see, you tend to eat more, you tend to consume more. So it has been blamed that marketing increases the communications. Marketing wants to sell anything, and so whatever product that they can develop, then they will want to sell it. And so these are some of the criticism against marketing. However, marketing contributes, and they contribute in our living, and our life has become so convenient. There are so many things that is they have brought for us, by understanding our need. Creates economic growth. When this thing happens, the fading products and the new product comes in its place. So there is constant revenue, constant profit. Therefore, the labor retention, the production will be needed. Labor retention, channel of distribution will have a continuous supply. So overall, it brings the economic growth. Ensures product and service availability. They understand the product need and the service need of the consumers, and they keep developing various utilities for that. So there is a continuous availability of it. Satisfy needs of a different class of society. Marketing does help satisfy needs of a different class of society. Therefore, there is a base model, advanced models, fully featured model, etc. So the guy who can probably have a base model, and if I'm a middle class, I can have, if I'm rich, I may buy the fully featured, you know, car, and etc. So they do help, to meet the need of the various class of the society. This is a philosophy on which marketing rests. I will quickly touch base, but it is essential to know how it is evolved. Production concept was the mass production era when the machineries and all were done, produce mass, keep the price low and offer. Then came the product concept. No, when you produce something, as utilitarian has to be there. So the product concept has come in. Customers will buy if he likes your product concept. Selling concept is like you develop and provide a utility, this thing to the consumers, then they will buy and promote aggressively, etc. Marketing believes in identify the need, solve the problem or the need, provide a solution to the customer need, they will themselves buy. So that's what the marketing, and then overall societal, this thing is whatever you produce, whatever you consume, whatever you overall create should benefit the society as a whole. So there's a societal concept. Evolving customer-centric marketing function, essentially the third graph that you see at the right-hand side, initially is like companies used to work in a disjointed this thing. Sales will say, ke, bhai, I will do only this. Production will say, I will only produce this. Marketing will say, ke, kind of try to produce this, etc. Accounts will have its own this thing. Then they try to unify. The ultimate last is the customer-centric organization. It's a customer who will drive. Marketers, marketing will understand various needs of the customer, and then they will feed the input to production, feed the input to R&D, feed the input to other backend function. They collectively work in a way that you constantly keep meeting customer expectation, exceeding customer expectation. Then your organization becomes a customer centric. So that's what is so basic that it cannot be considered as a separate function. It is a whole business seen from the customer's point of view. So when you achieve that, you become a customer-centric organization. I'll move on to overall view of, an overview of the marketing management. These are the points. Marketing management means what? Meet the customer needs, generate satisfaction, so provide the product, develop and then sell it in such a way that overall customer is happy about it. Satisfaction is for a profit. You are not doing it for a charity, so you must earn money. That's also the overall role of the marketing. Continue to measure the satisfaction. You must at any given point of time know what is the satisfaction level among your customers. Build relationship, engage the relationship. Make your organization customer centric. We have just understood. Challenge and meet the competition and multi-dimensional aspects of marketing management like societal or social cause, etc. That all will encompass overall gives a functional overview of what is marketing management. Marketing pillars are these four P's. Now four P's to be seen from the perspective of only product. In service marketing, there are 7 to 8 P's are considered. I am here giving you a perspective of what is four P's. So four P's of marketing management are this product. First is provide customer solution to his need. Gel pen was introduced when the ballpoints related issues were faced by people. Leaking of ballpoint spoils your shirts, etc. So gel pen was introduced. Also the smooth flow of writing, ballpoint pen many times smudge writing, etc. Doesn't write. So all those problems that customers were facing led to the gel pen. Varieties of cars you see. So these are all product. Price represents customer's acquisition cost, the cost that I pay for acquiring the goods that I want, we will learn more about it. Promotion, how you create an offer and communicate this to your customers so that he immediately gets into being aware of what your product is and then he wants to acquire your product. Place, that is making your product available at the right place at the right time. So that's the place. So these four P's are going to be center to entire our delivery and going to take almost four chapters separately. So this is what the next graph gives you, the snapshot overview of what is four P's of marketing. So I've given you two, three points of what does it get covered. We will learn this in advanced chapters. So I'm not, taking them one by one. These are some of the actions that you take under four P's of marketing, which is a product. new product, what additional features, variety, mix, quality, packaging, so many things comes under what you call product warranty, what should be my return policy, etc. Price, yani, what is the MRP, discounts, allowances, how will the payment happen, etc. So credit terms, if any, they are all price, place, what distribution channel, coverage, urban, rural, what assortment should I give, transportation, inventory, etc. All this is a subject matter of place and promotion, sales promotion, how do I advertise, direct marketing, etc. What publicity and public relation I can do. So these are some of the actions under 4 P's. Scope of marketing, what it and encompass, yeah, kind of thing. So you start with the product planning. That's the first scope of marketing. What will you produce? What other products? How deep it should go? What should be the width of your product, etc. Strategy, that is deciding those 4 P's, yani product, place, pricing, promotion. So that's the scope of marketing. Brand management, you create a brand. Brand recalls things, yani the moment I talk about toothpaste, what is the brand which came to your mind? That is branding. So that's the role of marketing. Promotion management, customer relations, CRM as we say, competition management. So ultimately all this thing is done in relation to your competition. You have to be one notch above your competition. So competition management, customer care. So overall the satisfaction is the crux of marketing. So you get into ensuring customer care. And finally measure your performance. What you set out for, have you achieved or not? So that's the scope of marketing. So this points covers entire aspects that marketing is responsible for. Let's understand micro and macro marketing. Remaining strategies we will study under, but this is a bird's eye view, so to say. That essentially marketing is divided into micro and macro marketing. Micro marketing is a marketing and marketing support that tends to target a specific group of people. Yeah. So that's a micro niche. Individuals and small group of consumers very relevant for your product are tapped for this, and they are marketed directly to the targeted group. Person to person communication may be involved. And incremental business starts coming to you with the lower cost of acquisition because you are very targeting the very specific segment of the society. So that's a micro marketing. Micro marketing involves 4 aspects, areas, yani distinct ways: segment marketing, niche marketing, local marketing, and customization. So I will quickly take this. Segment marketing is you identify a segment: female, age 45, mid age, worried about skin, etc. So that's a segment you have identified. So I will offer the cold cream or oil of Olay. So that's a segment marketing. Niche marketing, very small niche. And I will approach those car enthusiasts who want to do his car furnishing appropriately. And so I will like provide a car customized, furnishing service. And so that's a niche. Local marketing, I will only do within Sion, Mumbai, Kolivada. Or I will be only doing my this thing in Mumbai or say Maharashtra. So local as a this thing means a specific area. And the customization, everything, and shoes customization. If you have heard, there are canvas shoes getting painted and provided, or there are handbags getting crafted for you and provided. All this is known as a customization. For every customer, a different piece is produced. So that's a micro marketing. Advantages, very targeted, very focused, generates a momentum. And once you are able to identify your niche, cost effective, it helps you to remain focused, get your customer at a lower cost and serve them very effectively. They keep coming to you again and again. Disadvantage is time consuming, takes time to find out your niche, approach them, etc. Increased cost per acquisition, because time, if you add to acquire new customer, etc., it's higher. Probability of missing the target, it's so uncertain that vis-a-vis mass marketing, you may or may not achieve your target. So that's one disadvantage. Macro marketing, strategic macro marketing efforts are designed to improve the mass consumption. Mass information, mass consumption. Cadbury releases the advertisements on TVs. Many houses see it and next day they decide, aaj pehli tarik hai. So they will release the ad on the first of every month because people get salary in India. So by first evening, by second or third, many people buys Cadbury. So that's what a mass communication, mass approach, mass consumption. It refers to how product, price, place and promotion strategies create a demand. So all these four P's, when integrated, how will it create a demand for you? It reflects how 4P influence what needs to be produced and what needs to be sold in the market. So that's an overall macro marketing concept, or you can say the mass marketing in other words. Advantage, disadvantages, there are few advantages. It's a large base coverage. You cover a large country or multi-continents, etc. So large base coverage leverages the support to mainline strategies. It helps you because your main strategy result will come through the mass, target marketing, through the mass macro marketing. Disadvantage, expensive. You need a resource to reach out to such mass. Environmental conditions and various other things. Environment means, I do not mean rain or sunshine, etc., but the economic environment, business prosperity, manufacturing environment, labor environment, etc., that will determine whether your success in macro marketing will happen or not. So that's a disadvantage. We come to a very important subject of marketing, which is customer value. Very often people misunderstand this. Very often marketing ignores it. I am sure, like, after studying this, you will pursue in your life to see wherever there is a possibility to add customer value, and you will see the difference yourself. What is customer value? Customer value is that is something that you bring in to your product or the service that it means a lot to the customer. It helps you to provide value, the reason for the customers to connect with you, build relationship, and meet or exceed the expectations. So then every time you engage, exchange happens, and when exchange happens, you either meet or exceed the expectation because you are offering something of value to the customers. After understanding the significance of customer value, let's understand what it is. These are the four questions that needs to be answered. So we go forward and we understand. So these are the various perspectives, different perspectives by which value can be created. Value can be created in terms of the product. You meet the need. CCTV cameras today now become the value proposition. Customers, functional satisfaction that you derive while, so handheld or battery operated razor, that's a functional, I enjoy shaving it with the Philips automatic razor. Selling value, selling what is needed, or safety pins or such kind of a gel pen, etc. They also create value for you. Marketing value, generate pull, tap the lifetime value of the customers, etc. So this is through the servicing, this is through the accessory support, this is through the referrals, repurchase, cross sale, upsell, etc. Brand value, and the brand value is the most critical. You deliver on promise given, customers will be with you forever. So delivery of promise gives satisfaction. So Maggi noodles, 2 minute, fast to cook, good to eat. Even today, even in lockdown, the most purchased item was Maggi noodle, if not cereals and all. Because fast to cook, good to eat. Ghar mein baithe baithe kya kare? Man hua to Maggi kha liya. So that's what product is like, sales, revenue, profitability. In product also, you can offer value to your customer. So the customer value has a different perspective. That is what I have tried giving you an idea. What are the fundamentals of customer's value? It's the bundle of benefit. That translates into something of utility, something of value to the customers. Please remember this first line forever. Total customer benefit builds the value. So what you totally offer it to the customer, that builds on to the value. Total customer cost and the value has a relationship. Total customer cost is what? Total customer cost is like something that I pay for. So it's not money necessarily. Time that I spend to search about your product, time that I spend to acquire your product, all those things, mental stress, etc. These are also the costs. So customer value has two facets, initial perceived value and the final perceived value. So initial perceived value is when I found out about your product, when I spoke to people, okay, based on what I have gathered, I have built certain value perspective in my mind. And that initial perceived value changes after you really acquire the goods. So after you acquire the goods, whether your final perceived value is same as initial perceived value, oh bravo, you succeeded. It is more than my initial perceived value, you are much better, because customer feels that he got much better things than what he perceived. Less than what he perceived, some dent. And a customer ne socha kuch tha, but usko mila kuch type, so then there will be some effect. And he will probably may try you once, and later on he will abandon you. Value is benefits relative to cost. So all the costs that I pay for, money and time and effort, it's a cost vis-a-vis what I get. That's the value that customer will always compare. And marketing role is to offer value. Value can be in the various utility that you give, form, time, place, utility that you introduce. So now in COVID, you see that many people have started offering additional place or time value. They were earlier not giving it. You go to Tanishq, gold jewelry brand website, and you will feel, you will see at home contactless demonstration and display of gold jewelry. Tanishq was earlier not giving the demonstration and this thing at home. The COVID-19 has forced them to think, and that's how they have come out with this. So worth exploring. If you go onto their site, they will show you how this is happening. So that's a value they have added. So friends, all benefits received will be compared by the customers towards the cost, time and effort that he puts in. So surplus will always make him joyful. So deriving customer value. So customer value derivation is a subject matter of component of customer value and component of the customer cost. So we will try to understand this. There are tangible customer values that one can see it. Functional value, economic value, convenience value, sensor or aesthetic value. The service, that is how the people are handling the customers. These are the tangible values. Intangible values could be social values, prestige that I get, sentiment values. Oh, such a nice. You get, you know, very scenty when you get certain products in your hand. Experience value. My experience with DHL is amazing. On dot, they reach my parcels. So that's the experience value. Belief value. Trust me. You buy escape bearings, it will never fail. Belief value. So that's what is a value that I feel about certain products or certain brands. So customer value, as I've earlier mentioned, is a tangible customer value plus intangible customer value. We have studied this in the earlier slide. Minus monetary cost plus psychic cost. Monetary cost is all monetary cost. Psychic cost is what additional I strain myself for. Search about your product, search how to order, search how to pay for your product, you know, where is your distributor, go to the distributor, check the products. There are all various psychic costs. So I compare my total this thing versus what I get. Customers when perceives that value she gets is more than the cost that she has invested in, she will start preferring your brands and she will keep coming to you. So that's the biggest advantage. Value delivery process is in front of you. In itself, it's very simple to understand. You must select one aspect of value, whether convenience, whether time, whether place, what is it that you can offer it as a value to your customer. Decide on that, create the value. So Domino's 30 minutes, Domino's was offering 30 minutes delivery, free was hidden somewhere. Zomato has now come saying that free if it is not 30 minutes. So Zomato is upfront gone and said that delivery is free if it doesn't reach you in 30 minutes. So they have like gone one step ahead. So create value, capture the value back. And that's the third point is very important. I am doing all this not for charity. So having done this, am I able to get better price? Am I able to get in my revenue? Am I able to get better profitability? That's the capturing the value. You must recover more from the market. Communicating the value. So how you communicate, how you put forward this to your customers that he perceives, he believes, he understands, etc. And then you deliver the value. Finally, it has to reach customers. So when he actually orders, he should feel, why I got what I wanted. And then enhancing the value. Maintain relationship, build the relationship, give him various other, reason for, being with you. So that's why you are enhancing the value. And your lifetime journey with the customers goes on. So to conclude, marketing management is all about creating, communicating and delivering customer value. So this is a very important subject matter that we have covered, customer value. So friends, moving on, it's a process that we would like to study. So marketing as a process has multiple steps that comes in. Connecting with the customers. So that is the targeting, understanding your customers. You must understand the customer need. Marketing insights. So do the research to get the insights about product, about your process, about your brand, what they feel about your company, about your features offered, etc. So various things. So through an insight research, you get that. Third, shaping the market offering. So having done this, now develop your product, now develop your product plus service offering, now develop value in your offering in a way that market is getting what they want. Developing strategies. Now having done this, you have to have a strategy. How will you take this to the market? Strategy aspects we will study later. Communicating the value. So it's all about MarCom, advertising, sales promotion, personal selling, direct mailing, publicity, all these things we will study for. So you communicate your value, deliver the value. So how you finally deliver, that is a place utility, place, the fourth P of marketing, place. So that's a delivery of the value. Building strong brands. We will learn about branding, brand promotion, brand positioning, etc. Creating long-term growth. So how you do that, which is customer relationship management, and then evaluating overall the performance. Your objective was to increase your marketing sale by 20%. Have you achieved this 20% growth? So that's your performance monitoring. There are many parameters on which you can set your goals and then measure the marketing performance. So friends, we have covered this. So I'm probably just jumping this slide. And I have given you an idea very well. So at the end, the process task is nothing but two activities under each of the above needed to be performed routinely, like understand buying behavior, keep doing buying behavior, product planning, branding, advertising. These are all some of the tasks that the marketing guy will have to do to offer the product strategically in a way that it is different from the competition, and therefore customer only prefers your product. So many years I am only using Gillette razor. So many have come in market, so many have gone, but I somehow feel threatened to change away from Gillette razor. I have gone from Gillette normal brand to the disposable now, but it's Gillette. So this is the power of customer value and entire the marketing that they are doing it. So that's what I was trying to tell you. In nutshell, marketing is all about, friends, you can see this. It's a cyclic process that one has to understand. And there, this is the reason why the marketing is very important. It helps you to prospering many business. It influences your daily life, deals with the customer and buyer association, and the understanding of behavior that you can translate into an opportunity for you. And marketing covers society's ecosystem and all the stakeholders. Therefore, marketing management understanding is very important. Thank you.